USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President-elect Joe Biden has said he wants to get 1 million doses of coronavirus vaccine administered during his first 100 days in office. The administration admits that's a steep challenge, with incoming White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain saying Sunday it will take some time to turn around. But former FDA Commissioner Dr. Scott Gottlieb thinks the Biden plan is achievable. He tells CBS's Face the Nation that he thinks an all-of-the-above approach could work.
Yeah, I think they will hit that 100 million mark. I think the issue is going to become demand. I think they're going to have the supply in place and the distribution in place to do that. Right now, 30 million doses have been shipped to the states. About another 15 will be made available to the states as of this Tuesday, and 5 million have been ordered by the states but not yet shipped. So that's a total of 50 million doses. And there was a very small bolus. I think the plan that the new administration put out makes a lot of sense. It's sort of an all-of-the-above approach.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. Recently, John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health were guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. The results, people lose fat fast while still being able to eat many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy, boost your immune system, and dramatically increase your brain function. You'll look and feel years younger. It's all simple and natural without painful exercise. How do I know? Because I'm more than halfway through my 88 days on the program, and I've already lost 25 pounds of fat. I'm now getting hydrated at the cellular level. But don't just take my word for it. Go to EnergizedHealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. Go to EnergizedHealth.com, click on the red button, watch the masterclass. It's free, and it will give you all of the details. If you don't have a computer, just call 888-444-8895. That's 888-444-8895. Mention WAR and get 40% off. 40%! That's EnergizedHealth.com and click on the red button.
Vice President-elect Kamala Harris will be sworn in Wednesday by Associate Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor. Jeremy Scott has the details from the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau.
Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor is set to swear in Kamala Harris as Vice President on Wednesday. A Bible once belonging to Thurgood Marshall, the first black Supreme Court Justice, will be used in the ceremony. Harris has expressed admiration for both and chose Justice Sotomayor to do the honors. She swore in Joe Biden as vice president in 2013. Senator Harris will end her four-year run in the Senate when she resigns from her seat in California tomorrow. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
And Amtrak says it will not operate its service into the Washington, D.C. area on Inauguration Day. In a travel advisory issued Sunday, Amtrak says there will be no Northeast Regional service south of Washington, D.C. on Tuesday and Wednesday. They say they're taking these steps as a safety measure following the attack on the U.S. Capitol. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
As President Trump enters his final days in office, Senator Lindsey Graham summed up what the Trump presidency has meant for the Republican Party. On Fox News, he delivered this message to the president.
Your policies will stand the test of time. You're the most important figure in the Republican Party. You can shape the direction of the party. Keep your movement alive. We need to understand these are difficult times. I appreciate what you did Thursday. There are a lot of people urging the president to pardon folks who participated in defiling the Capitol, the rioters. I don't care if you went there and spread flowers on the floor. You breached the security of the Capitol. You interrupted a joint session of Congress. You tried to intimidate us all. You should be prosecuted to the full extent of the law. And to seek a pardon of these people would be wrong. I think it would destroy President Trump. And I hope we don't go down that road.
And the reigning Super Bowl champions have advanced to the AFC Championship game, but it may have cost them their star quarterback. The Kansas City Chiefs held off the Cleveland Browns 22-17 Sunday and will host next Sunday's conference title game against the Buffalo Bills. It's the third straight season the Chiefs have hosted that game. Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes left Sunday's game in the third quarter after a hard hit. He was later diagnosed with a concussion, leaving his status for next weekend in question. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.